to Hammerdown! Oh. The number one sports betting show that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
I'm sorry, baby.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's Canadian State City's Beard of Water.
What?
What's up, Bruce?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
You know, we're out at Torrey Pines.
We're out at Torrey Pines.
We're over in the Bundesliga. Slapping it around.
Hold on.
Dirty Mike's losing cap offs.
Yeah.
Hold on. Before we get to that, I got to say something.
Say it.
As a person who starts this program, now no way does that give me any power at all. But I feel obligated to say we got to fucking clean it up.
Say it with your pillowy chest.
We got to clean it up today, okay?
What do you mean? What do you mean, dude?
Can't have TNT Tuesdays when they don't exist. Okay?
No, it rotates, to be fair. Commenters were saying, don't worry about it, Mitt. It rotates back and forth.
Sure they were saying.
They said, hey, chin up, boys.
I can't remember.
Just like fucking Dayball.
I can't remember, Bruce. What else happened yesterday, but that was a hell of a show. Probably our best ever.
I got a few random messages that it was one of the best shows.
I got a few random messages that it was the worst.
Well, that's people. I had a bad night gambling, though, so.
Fucking 12-3 for the lad.
In the fucking association on the floor of collegiate hoops?
No, fucking all together, 4-0 on the ice.
All together now.
Fucking 2-0 in the NBA.
A little bit louder now. Good. That is
good. I was told the Pacers couldn't win.
Yeah, the Bulls just ran out of legs.
They're on a back-to-back. What are we doing? New rule. Quit betting teams on a back-to-back.
Well, that stinks because there's a lot of teams playing on back-to-backs tonight.
Okay.
Don't bet them. I was undefeated in college basketball.
That's it. Good night.
Yeah.
I got a confession to make, too.
What?
I live bet the Cougars last night when they were down 1-0.
All right, well,
Gumpy.
I thought it was the other way.
25-6. It was a good opportunity.
I also have a confession to make. I did hedge my Bulls bet when they were up 24 with the Pacers money line, and it was probably the best hedge I've ever had.
I have a confession.
I should have tweeted it. I'm sorry.
I'm retiring from NBA same game parlays where I tried to just put a bunch of 20 point scores in it.
No, we're back.
I went 1-4 on the legs of a +300 parlay. They were like -400 legs just dropping like flies. It is so goddamn hot in here.
Yeah, and guess what? You're either hot or you're due, and right now you're fucking due, Bruce. Let's go. Don't give up, Bruce.
Don't give up, Bruce. Don't ever give up. Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Tarps off.
No clue what that says.
Yeah, the Heat stunk in the playoffs and they didn't win a thing.
Shut up.
What about the Knicks last night, though, Bruce?
Yeah, Knicks tape all the way back. Julius Randle balling out. Hartenstein, huge play with, like, you know, basically a buzzer beater block. Good vibes.
Oh, we got Torrey Pines North and South course today.
Yep, no shot tracker on the North course.
Okay, good to know.
No shot tracker.
Very annoying. Same problem last week with all the different tracks.
Yeah. We do have betting today.
Here we go.
Of course. How we feeling, boys? I was expecting today, like literally, I was expecting today to have the exact opposite Patrick Mahomes vibe.
Yeah, that's a pretty good vibe.
I know that people think it's because of the ankle. I don't think that's why that line moved.
Oh, no, it's not.
I don't think it's it. I saw a lot of people saying that on the internet last night. I don't think that line moving has anything to do with that.
No, ankle. I think it's because a lot of people think the Bengals are the better team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's all the Joe Burrow hype.
And I also think
the original move across zero wasn't?
I don't think so.
I think that was public
because it would have opened at that number then.
Yeah.
I think they couldn't open as Chiefs as a dog because they would have immediately been hammered with fucking teaser money.
But
on Chiefs. But
honestly, I feel like the books did it the opposite way.
Now they could have got hammered on.
You
Bengals.
Could, you couldn't. Chiefs. You couldn't have opened up Bengals at favorites. There's no. You couldn't have done it.
It's an interesting.
Just based on the rankings of the teams.
What the lines are at right now, I do think are the correct lines. But, like, what they should have opened at. But I do understand the points for the home team. I get it.
I wanted to find the stat on Twitter yesterday.
Niners going to get to 3?
No, I don't think they'll do that. Because so then you could tease them up through 10.
It is 2.5 minus 115. Yeah, I think it could briefly flash 3, but never 3.5.
No, definitely.
Money line's only plus 126.
Yeah, that'll tell you.
I wanted to find Bengals 4-0, 14, yeah. 16.
With these games, you guys aren't betting spreads, right? We're just taking money lines.
No. Depends.
I'll do both. I did both with Niners last week. I took Niners. I laid the juice on a money line and then did the points, too.
Yeah, if it's a dog, okay, I will never, ever, ever in my life take a money line.
Really?
I'll do both. So it's either beautiful or painful.
Yeah, I will always take the points, because if they lose by one, I will be so mad.
A big piece of that, Tony's probably you never betting on the Steelers, because there's nothing better than getting your own team plus 250.
Well, yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Bruce, you see what fucking Finns are getting Saquon?
Yeah, I saw that you sent me that.
I wanted to find the stat. It was like Chiefs are 4-0, or sorry, Bengals 4-0 against Chiefs or whatever.
Yeah.
But in all those games, I think the Chiefs have led by double digits. Is that 3 of them?
They all ended with a score of 3.
Okay. If we're looking at props, I wanted to pull this up. Where is it? I wanted to pull up how... I don't have it yet. I'll do that tomorrow. On like how these defenses match up against each position. And how that...
I wouldn't be surprised if these games went any which way.
No, I mean, no. Any, yeah, I 100% agree with you.
Like anything's like... I'm not fucking super confident on any of it.
No.
I would be surprised if Niners-Eagles went over.
I think
it'll be a pretty gritty affair.
Okay, 46.5. Yeah, that's a lot higher than I would have.
I think Eagles and Niners truly going to be who makes a mistake.
Yeah, well, I mean, like AQ kind of put this in my head yesterday during In the Trenches, but like quarterback, O-line, like the Eagles do kind of have better players there, like a quarterback and O-line, and then just the scheme with the 49ers feels better, right?
But
whose defense do you think is better?
And which one?
Niners, Eagles.
The Niners is better.
I was going to say Niners for sure, but CJ GJ coming back, he's been playing like a dog. Their D-line is unbelievable. We talked about it yesterday. Like, their linebackers are still pretty good. They don't have a Fred Warner, per se, but, I mean, they have a really good secondary.
Statistically, Niners have the better defense, but that D-line, like, when number you have four one guys. Scoring, that,
yeah, and probably yeah, a little.
The rotation is something for sure. Yeah. I am worried about McCaffrey a bit, to be honest.
Yeah, no practice today.
They have back Mitchell and who's
the rookie?
The rookie, yeah. He had that long run. You guys get it. He's really good,
too. Now, this is fantasy-wise, but you could bring it into props.
Of course. I love DFS.
Against quarterbacks, since he has the fifth-ranked defense. Niners have the seventh-ranked defense. Philly has the third-ranked defense. And the Chiefs have the 28th-ranked defense.
Jesus. Spags really dialing it up.
So he saves.
Hell him. Yeah.
Spags doesn't start reaching into that bag until about right now.
against running backs. Philly is 16th. KC is 19th. Cincy is 9th. And the Niners are first.
Mm. Yeah. First in rush D, first in scoring D.
That's against running backs. Against wide receivers, KC is 27th. San Francisco is 28th.
Hmm.
Wow. Philly is fifth.
Yeah.
And who am I missing? Cincy?
Yep.
Cincy is...
middle.
Oh, they must be tied for fifth. Cincy and San Francisco. Or Cincy and Philly are tied for fifth.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm thinking the Eagles D isn't getting enough credit, because their secondary is just very good.
Against tight ends, Cincy is 23rd. Travis Kelce. Against tight ends, Philly is 11th. Against tight ends, the Niners are 10th. And against tight ends, KC is 15th. So, yeah.
There you have it.
So if I was...
Did the Giants get to the Hurts once, Bruce?
No, of course not.
If I was keeping
Lane,
track there...
Lane Johnson was holding.
If you're going to do quarterback... if you're going to do quarterback Tim overs, hurt, right? It's probably Burrow. All the running back overs were potentially good except for against the Niners, correct?
The only props I ever do are touchdowns.
Touchdown? I know you do.
I love touchdown parlays. They're the fucking best.
Dude. Okay, yeah, numbers are still holding pretty even on as far as where the money's at in those games. It's all on the Eagles and the Bengals right now. Boom.
There you have it.
There you have it.
I think I'm going to surprise you guys on Picks Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what you're already doing? What you're already taking? I know
I
one know. Game.
I got you, Bruce.
You see it coming?
Dead to rights. I know exactly.
You see it coming a mile.
Yeah. I know who you are.
These are some tough places to play.
They are some tough places to play, aren't they? Okay, let's do. Oh, actually, I had the favorites up for the NFL awards earlier. Since those are like officially out now, FanDuel doesn't have all the odds up anymore, so I'm pulling them from somewhere else. MVP one's pretty close as of right now. It's Mahomes 325, Hurts 350, Burrow 350.
What is the coaches, please? Because I have $1,000 on Brian Daboll.
I'm going to keep going down. Justin Jefferson's currently minus 800 to win the Offensive Player of the Year.
Christ.
I thought Tyreek's plus 1,400, Mahomes 1,600, 1,800. So that one normally, MVP normally gets one. So like if Mahomes got the MVP, I thought Jalen Hurts would get the Offensive Player of the Year. The odds say it's Justin Jefferson. But we'll see. Bosa's minus 1,100 right now for defensive. Garrett Wilson is the favorite to win Rookie of the Year right now.
Really?
It was Kenneth Walker at the end of the regular season, I thought. Defensive Rookie of the Year is going to be Sauce, most likely. Comeback.
No way. Tyreek Wallen.
No, he's plus 1,600. Sauce is minus 1,200.
Dude, Sauce Gardner was like one of the top corners in every
Sauce category. Sauce got all. Year. I bet you a lot of people don't know who Tariq Woolen is.
Yeah, but he tied the lead for interceptions.
No, I know.
And I do get that they kind of stopped throwing at Sauce, which obviously is a crazy thing for a rookie.
Well, Sauce actually got away with a lot.
Here we go. AFC East.
Yeah,
here we go.
I do think it should be.
Dude, okay, he had to guard Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, the two fastest receivers in the NFL.
Anyways.
What'd he say?
I said Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are two of the fastest receivers in the NFL. You got to give him a break on getting beat on one deep ball.
No, we didn't. We literally didn't beat him. I'm not saying he got beat. I'm just saying he's getting away with a lot for a rookie is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Who do you think the favorite to win a comeback player of the year is?
Saquon?
It is.
Is it Saquon?
Saquon, Geno, and Christian are basically all tied. I don't think Geno should be in there.
I agree.
He wasn't fucking hurt last year. He just wasn't good.
We thought you were bad.
Nothing gets Tony going like the comeback player of the year.
Every year, dude. You weren't hurt.
He just wasn't hurt. We just thought you were bad.
You know, you come back from being shit. That's what we're giving awards for.
That might be harder than coming back from injury.
No, they should
come back from
there should be a most. There should be a most improved.
Yeah, there should be.
They have that in the NBA, yeah.
There should be a most improved. Okay, that one pisses me off. Currently, coach of the year.
Please.
Shanahan.
God damn
it. Is the favorite.
Shanny's fave?
I really need the New York media vote count to just swing that one my way.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
That's. I think that's going to be messed up. Doug Peterson should win it over him. Brian Daboll should win it over him. Kevin Stefanski should win it over him.
I think
over Shanny?
Okay, I know. Put your 49ers bias aside, but think about what Shanahan's already done in the past. And he's not a first-year head coach. He didn't just bring in this team to the playoffs. They weren't horrible talent-wise.
Show me another coach who's getting to the playoffs with Brock Purdy in his system.
I think almost all 32 should be able to make the playoffs with Debo, McCaffrey, Ayuk, and Kittle.
Nah. Oh,
and that O line.
I completely agree. Yeah.
My vote would be for fucking Doug Peterson. I mean, what he did after what Urban did to that place.
Dude, they had the first overall pick last year.
2 years in a row.
Yeah. Doug is to me the only one where if Dave's loses, I'll be like, all right.
Has Shanahan got it before, though? You have to look at it that way.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he has.
There you go.
I mean, but it's. I don't get why Shanahan's up there and Sirianni's not.
Yeah, Sirianni got screwed.
He was up there for a while.
No, I mean, he was in the top five.
Yeah, he got screwed.
Yeah.
Why does it go down to three?
I don't know. And it was the only award that did go down to three. Maybe that was misreporting.
Yeah. Maybe they're all down to three and we just don't know.
I thought Sirianni was there.
He was in the graphic had five.
Oh, and then they're down.
And then someone tweeted out like, hey, the last three are the Peterson.
AP, the Associated Press reported it.
Is it the AP or is it the NFL Honors that makes the decision, though?
Well, the AP is the voting.
The AP is the paper of record.
I thought it was
NFL Honors.
They hashtag don't miss. It's like, you know, the Fed's conviction rate, 99.999%.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
That is it.
Okay. College basketball tonight. Feeling it? How we feeling?
Yeah.
I had about 12 written down. Crossed a bunch out. I got two.
Go on.
Bad night last night. Just want to get that out there.
You're all right.
0-2 last night.
That'll happen.
Was good before that. I'm going to lay 5 with Maryland. Okay.
A lot of feedback there.
And son. I'm going to lay 9 with Dayton, too. Actually, let's do a Tony special.
Oh, cheeky. It's a money line parlay. Here we go.
Moneyline parlay with Dayton and Maryland is -125. That's not bad either. I'm probably just going to do that. Yeah, lock me in moneyline parlay Dayton Maryland.
All right, what do you got, Bruce?
One play for me. Xavier beat the shit out of UConn. Started their slide. I think that in stores Connecticut tonight, UConn exacts some revenge. Give me UConn. Laying the 6.5, and I have a money line parlay as well that's cross NBA and all that.
All right,
we can do it later.
All right,
but that's all I have so far, Gump. Are you on anything West Virginia, Texas Tech? That one was piquing my interest a bit.
What do you have, Gump?
I was leaning WVU, but I don't. I was thinking Texas Tech money line, but it was too rich.
Yeah, I was also thinking about being on Wisconsin.
But wait, were you on Xavier or the other side?
I'm on UConn, -6.5.
Let's think about
it. All right, I'll start it off. I'm on Xavier, +6.5.
Ooh, I had that side as well.
Ooh, whoa.
I like Nebraska getting 2.5.
Nebraska!
Northwestern.
Okay.
East Tennessee State getting 4.5 at Mercer.
Yes!
George Mason getting 8.5 at VCU. I think that's too much.
Okay.
I love Chattanooga, moneyline at home versus Wofford.
Obviously.
Navy money line at Bucknell.
Whoa.
Took a long, hard look at Navy.
Richmond money line at UMass. American money line at home versus Army.
Ooh,
of course. Obviously, High Point money line at home versus Campbell. I'm taking Pitt money line at home versus Wake Forest. I think it's going to be tight, but I think they can pull it out.
Pitt's not a bad fucking squad this year.
They've been good this year. Wake Forest, too. Tulane money line at Wichita. And then I love Auburn at -4.5 at home versus Texas A&M.
Okay.
Dude, let's go. I actually am also on Auburn minus 4.5. And then the Ball State Chirp Chirps got blown out last night. So we're going to run it back with a different Indiana team. We got Butler at plus 10. We're taking Butler plus 10.
That Butler team.
They stink, bro.
They have troubles covering big numbers.
Thank you, everybody, for showing mercy on the Ramley St. Bonaventure minus 3.5. Probably a lock tonight.
I had the Bonnies on it. I had the Bonnies written down.
That one was. It felt pretty good.
Yep. TNT Wednesday.
TNT.
Oi.
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 It's actually Wednesdays are ESPN's night, so it is. Thanks, it's man. A double game on ESPN. We got ESPN tonight. I also have a hype boy parlay. We are so back. I don't know why Bruce thinks that we're not. And my FanDuel just signed out. Give me one.
Oh, boy, Matt.
Face ID. Face ID.
Yep. Face ID. Face ID.
I like the Pelicans at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got a stat here, actually.
Fucking
Brandon Ingram's back.
Lay it out. Lay it out for me, Bruce.
Yeah, Brandon Ingram is back. NBA teams playing their second home game in two nights are 40-18 straight up and 35-21-2 at the spread.
Oh, in a back-to-back?
At home, though.
Yeah.
Tony.
And they only lost by one to Denver on Tuesday.
And Denver is one of the hottest teams in the league. I am taking Denver on a back-to-back. They're going into Milwaukee. They're getting 8 points. The Joker is playing. They're getting 8 points because it's a back-to-back. I just think that's a little too big of a number. I like Atlanta going into Oklahoma City. Atlanta, this is a little more of a toss-up. Oklahoma City's been playing pretty good. They've dropped their last two. Atlanta's won their last two. So
I love when you say things like that.
What?
Oklahoma City's been playing good. They lost their last two.
I mean, they've won the game before that. They're not like playing horrible. Yeah. And it was, and they're close games.
Why'd that line flip, Mitt?
I would assume it's because I think the money that was coming in. I bet it because the sharp money is on Atlanta. It's 41% of the bets, 74% of the money. That's why I took the Hawks there. Now I got to get back. I am taking the Pelicans because Brandon Ingram is back. He's the best scorer on their team. They're playing Tony's Minnesota Timberwolves that are on a back-to-back. So I just think that the Pelicans will play good there. And then I'm taking Sacramento minus 3.5. They are also very hot. Toronto up and down. We got Memphis playing on ESPN at night. They're playing Golden State. Golden State's been playing pretty good at home. But I love the Grizz. Let's go. They've lost their last two. They got to get off of Schneid.
Okay.
And then I'm not going to say that I'm taking the Lakers, but I might be taking the Lakers minus 7.
Yeah,
they got fucking bullied last night.
Dude, and it was close. And like in the fourth quarter, they were only down like 6 at one point, 7 minutes left. And watch.
Why do I still believe in that Clippers team?
They're not bad if everybody plays. If everybody plays, they're not. They're really not bad. They can shoot and they play D.
Yeah, they need Luke Kennard healthy. That's the problem.
They're trying to get Fred Van Fleet from the Raps.
Dude, I mean, if he's up for sale, get him to the Lakers. That's who the Lakers need.
You guys stink, man. You
guys
dude,
stink,
I know, dude. I know, I know.
I mean, Anthony Davis is back tonight.
Is he really? No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
He ain't gonna play.
I was very close to taking the Warriors tonight.
Yeah, I love Warriors and Kings money line.
Can we talk about? Actually, you two just talk about the Australian Open. I just want to hear.
The favorite to win the women's side advanced, as Howie the rat fucker predicted. Donna gave it a good fight despite the scoreline. They were like, they're
sounds like you aren't respecting.
She had like 20 break points. No, actually, Dirty Mike has a huge hot tip. For today's show, it's Novak Djokovic to win the men's side.
Oh, the bitterness.
So, if you guys listening didn't catch on to that, Bruce was very sarcastic because Mitt's tennis guy picked the favorite to win the tournament.
Hey, it's a minus 145 bet. It was not a horrible bet. It's a pretty good bet. It's tennis.
Donna almost got the job done.
She lost in three sets.
I mean, before I put all my money on this, I would have loved to have known the alternate angle that she was Croatian.
I can't believe I forgot to mention that. But if you would have mentioned that she was Croatian,
I would have said, oh, Bruce, Croatia, I'm not going to take this bet.
No, I mean, she was right there. She was in the fight.
In Bruce's defense, that was a plus 380 bet. I did not know he was taking that. I wasn't trying to do the head-to-head thing. But me and Howie Ratman, we were watching the game together. He was balls off. It was awesome.
Change his name every day.
What? That's his name.
Yeah, that's his government name.
Bruce. Howie Ratman. No, that's not his real name. It's the guy from Uncut Gems. We call him Howie.
Uncut Joms?
I was
John Softy's move for Uncut Joms.
Is it cold in there?
Rat me out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rat.
Mitty Ratner.
Bruce had something really good lined up for today, too.
Well, save it for tomorrow, Bruce. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Hell yeah. I was in the NHL last night.
Not great for me, but I think Ladd did okay.
Fucking Tiger have a night again?
Tiger had a night.
I heard he's the next Kevin Hayes.
One of the most insulting things I've ever heard. To compare Tage Thompson to Kevin Hayes in the same
Did you hear about this, Vlad?
The disrespect is to Kevin Hayes.
Kevin Hayes' best season, he put up 49 points.
Lad, did you hear about
this? Tage might score 50 this season.
Nick, please tell Lad what happened this morning.
I forget the way Bruce phrased it, but
I said that he looks like a younger, faster Kevin Hayes.
So he's not Kevin Hayes.
He's better than Kevin.
Shouldn't even be in the same. People are comparing Tage Thompson to a young Mario Lemieux because of his hands, and that was a little bit of a stretch. But that's the type of conversation they're having around Tage.
Dude, put some
and
respect to put on him Kevin in Hayes the same
combo as Kevin Hayes was astounding to me. That's
Kevin Hayes is a legend.
I get it. Hazy's your boy. Bought you a couple beers, a couple shots in New York. That's good. I'm happy for you. But
I mean, he's no Patty Maroon. He's no Patty Maroon.
No.
Pleasure to party with that fella.
Boost tonight. McDavid and Matthews to combine for 9 shots. How do you feel about that one, man?
That's a lot of shots.
That is a lot of shots. I'm thinking Connor might be good for
6.
5-6. It's short though.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I'm playing it.
Yeah, why not? That's a Sprinky for sure.
That's a good Sprinky. 8 o'clock tonight?
8 o'clock tonight. Special secret surprise guest. Maybe two. And then Barry and Linda.
Barry and Linda and AQ.
To bring it home. AQ might be bumped to a 1.
AQ hosts. I thought AQ hosts the midnight hour.
No, AQ is like the after.
Yeah, it gets real loose.
Gotcha.
It's like fucking AQ. Big Brother after dark.
Yeah. It's crazy that Talkie Talk has so much programming.
All very late, like late night program. Yeah.
Gets raw.
It's a 2-hour break.
Is Texas hockey winning tonight or what?
Let's not fucking jump around, okay?
We have a fucking system here.
Jesus. And we're starting with the Rags who are at fucking Toronto.
I like the Rags tonight.
Ooh, you do?
I do.
Is Hayes playing?
He's on Philly, and he's getting he got scratched. He got healthy scratched by Torts this season. I forgot about that. Tajan getting scratched, Bruce. The Rangers, 4th in the league in goals against. Pretty good. They're also 12-5 in their last 17 in Toronto. Is that good? I'd say so.
I'd say it is.
The Leafs are playing good, though, winning 3 of their last 4. They rank 9th in goals for and 6th in goals against. People are surprised to hear that, how good defensively the Leafs are this season. They will roll with Samsonov in net. The Rags will roll out Igor. Give us the fucking Rags, the Broadway Blue Shirts on the road in Toronto at plus money.
Yeah.
Someone's brought up a...
If Shesterkin's in the pipes, we got a shot, boys.
When AQ does host the 1 o'clock hour, a.m. hour of Hockey Talk, is it a different version of Big Gaping Holes that he goes
to? Much different.
Yep. It's like a WWE dark show.
Gotcha.
Oh, I was thinking more Showtime After Dark.
Oh, it's more than Showtime, my friend. Showtime is child's play. Yeah, compared to what goes on.
That's the soft stuff.
Fucking Red Shoe Diaries. This is
Showtime was bought by fucking motherless.com. Yeah,
we're talking
nobody.
We're talking nobody. Jimmy Dean. We're nobody. Talking
Tim Flips.
Does it better.
Fucking ass parade.
Isles are at the Sens.
Give me another road dog here. I'll take the Islanders who, quite frankly, stink lately. They've lost 5 straight of 9 of the last 10.
Packing it in.
However, the Sens, not much better. They've lost 10 of the last 16. I like the goaltending matchup where it's Sorokin versus Cam Talbot. It's Varlamov tonight. Either goalie the Islanders trot out there is going to be better than the Sens goalie.
Whoa.
And they've been getting good goaltending. They're just not putting up the offense. So give me the Isles on the road. That's two New York road dogs tonight.
Bruce, would you like to now ask your question?
Is Texas hockey going to win tonight, Gumps?
Gump? Underdogs at home? Hell yeah. Money line. Thank you very much.
That is a bit concerning. I'll tell you why, though. The Hurricanes are 4-0-1 in their last five. Dallas 3-1-1 in their last five with shutouts in all of those victories, but they also suffered.
How's the bearded wonder playing for fucking Carolina?
The bearded wonder, Brett.
Burns.
Yeah. He's killing it.
Obviously.
Fucking Scars should have fucking got him, dude.
Gumpy is pissed.
Fucking Burns.
He has a, I believe he has a farm in Texas as well. I believe he has a ranch in Texas.
Of course he does.
Legend.
Played for Pete with the Sharks.
So who are you on? DeBoer?
The Stars. 13-5-4 at home this season. Canes 15-4-6 on the road.
Boys,
I can't make this call. It's just too even.
You're going for a Stars game again?
Our friend.
All rise for the Audible coin.
Come on, dude.
Gumpy, what do you want? I mean,
pick Texas hockey. Move along.
I
already did this once this year.
I didn't think he was going to do this to you again. Shit. I was told that we weren't allowed to do the coin for Stars games. The
coin has no rules.
It's fucking Otter in that.
Gumps? Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay. What happened to Jari?
I don't know yet.
Tune in tonight.
Find out tonight on
that. That's Hockey Talk. 8 o'clock. Linda and Barry Melrose will be headlining the Midnight Edition. AQ takes over at 1 a.m.
Yep.
Hurricanes -111 at the Dallas Stars -108.
Carolina Hurricanes will be heads, Dallas Stars will be tails, and the flip. Tails.
Wow. Yes!
Right, let's
go. Dallas Stars!
Fucking stand on your head, Otter.
D-Bud, do you have a hockey pick tonight, or?
Flyers.
Okay.
You heard it. It's because of Hazy.
All right.
Hey, excuse me, Ty.
Yes.
Can we get an update on the Aces, please?
Yeah, they continue to fucking lose games. Last night on Hockey Night on ESPN Plus or whatever the fuck it's called, they got beat by the New Jersey Devils.
The Devils.
Stoner's still hurt. I don't know if it's an upper body. I don't know if it's a lower body.
It doesn't sound good.
Logie Thompson's fucking bitching, saying I need to play better. Beat writers are saying, I think Logie Thompson played pretty well. I don't know what he's fucking bitching about.
So like Logie.
We got guys who are, you know, trying to step up and save the team when they maybe don't need to. It's time Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kids fucking sit down in the locker. We need Jackie Aces to produce. Okay, he was hot early. And then
you gotta win some games at home. You guys fucking stink.
I know. Apparently, it's not the toughest barn in the NHL. It's a fucking great road team. We can't win in Vegas. We got too many fucking ass clowns. You know, David Blaine skating out on the ice and doing bullshit like that. The boys need Stoner back. It's really as simple as that.
Thank you.
This team goes as far as Stoner goes. And if Stoner's got cement in his skates, well, we're fucked.
Thank you.
Well said.
Good luck.
You guys are on a good program.
Thank you. Stars, lad, you happy? We all happy?
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I hate when Ty has to
do it. So my money line parlay is UConn, the Pelicans, and the Stars.
Okay.
Holy fuck.
Let's have a night.
That's a parlay and a half.
Brucey Cross Sport Boots.
It just tears in my heart when Knights aren't producing for a Ty. He takes it.
The Knights do this every year. They're just perennial frauds.
Anyone want to lay $4 against the BJs?
I really don't. I was trying to find something in the player performance parlays, something like Connor to score and the Coilers to win. not seen it, though.
All right. And then we got the Fighting Barbecue Bruces at the Seattle Kraken.
Gumps. Gumps.
Go on.
We got to go Seattle here, right?
Gumps?
I mean, I said it earlier, Nick. Cougars were down 1-0 last night, and the shots were 25-6.
Yeah.
In their favor or against them?
I had to live bet the Cougars last night.
Yeah. They were throwing tarps on the ice.
Yeah, it's ugly out there. They're good on back-to-backs, and Chris D'Elia played in net last night. So
okay, but, well, this time they're going into the crack house.
Yeah, Kraken is the side.
They are 9-3 in January. The last time these two, last two times these two, two played, the last two times these two teams played, it went over significantly. First was 9 points, and the second time was 11 points. Speaking, so that's something to think
over, six and a half. Speaking of over significant,
I know we haven't done totals this year, but
7-6.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fucking DeSmith, dude. We'll talk about tonight. I'm taking a crack in money line.
Oh boy.
Sorry, talk it.
Crack house.
Fucking Gladbach. God damn it.
Munchin?
Yeah.
Lad, what are you wearing tonight on Hockey Talk?
Huh?
Nothing.
Well, Jackie's not on, so I'm sure he won't be wearing his best
birthday suit.
Birthday suit. Phenomenal shirt.
What was wrong with that?
Nothing. You were all dressed up. It looked nice. Just think about doing it more.
Good guy.
I have some breaking news out of Torrey Pines.
Oh, no. What happened?
John Rahm is human. Double bogeyed.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who is the leader right now?
Floating.
Since we're shoehorning shit in, I'm going to shoehorn in a hype boy parlay here. Trey Young to have 25-plus points. Giannis to have 30-plus points. Ja Morant to have 30-plus points. Christ. And LeBron James to have 30-plus points. There have been points getting scored in the NBA lately.
Is there a chance
lately
you could ever just keep your homerism out of one of these bets?
LeBron had 46 points yesterday. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's old, dude. He's tuckered out.
Yeah, dude, he had 46 fucking points. He can have 30. That's plus 950. Let's go.
Kyrie, Steph, and Clay to make 12 plus threes is a boost.
That's
Lillard, fucking Shea Gilly, and Ja to score 30 is plus 500.
And guess what I like to call that one, Tony?
Not hype.
No, the hype boy parlay boost of the night, not just the hype boy parlay. We got two. We got two tonight, Tony.
Throwing coins in the fountain.
I should just donate this money to something, but I'm doing it to FanDuel.
All right. Let's have a good night, boys.
Hell yeah.
Come on, Gladbach.
Is that the last part of your parlay?
Yep, I'm going to lose in the 83rd minute.
What is this? What's the count?
1-0.
What do you got at money line?
No draw, no bet. So it'd even be, even if they tied, I would at least got the first two legs.
It's all right. There's a lot of time left.
No, it's in the 90th now.
We got 3 minutes left, maybe 4 or 5 minutes left.
Well, I should have known, man. Gladbach's kind of been shit.
All right, are we playing World Cup rules where every game's got 10 minutes of extra time or no?
Nah, we'll be 3 or 4 here.
Fucking, yeah. You know who you need for a game? You know who you need for a game winning goal in the Bundesliga, right?
Haaland.
No.
Transferred.
Fucking Gio.
Gio Reyna.
Fire right now.
Boom! Good luck!
God bless.
Hammer. Ah.